This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
I'm delighted to introduce our first guest, Maz Pennington from the Shabby Gourmet Company. Looking, as I said, nothing like shabby. Hello, Maz.
Hello, Mandy. Thank you very much.
It is really lovely to have you on the show. What I'd really like you to do is, could you just give us a little bit of background about yourself and how you came about doing what you're doing today?
Okay. I grew up in Belgium. I've always been fascinated by food. One of my first proper jobs, other than babysitting and dancing, was working as a self-service waitress in a tiny restaurant. So I was backstage with the chef all the time, watching him cook, and up to my elbows in washing up water. So I never had any illusions that it was a particularly glamorous life. I stopped doing that, moved to England, came to university, studied law, messed that up royally, became a shoemaker for a while, but kept coming back to food all the time. I, as you said, I do the Stella and Dot, so I've started my own business there with their help.
Yes,
as an independent stylist. Before that, I did Pampered Chef, so I was going into people's houses and cooking.
So that leads really nicely into
absolutely.
The food side. Yeah.
So when we were looking for another business to start, myself and my husband, we kind of naturally thought of food. He grew up in a restaurant in Cornwall where his mother was the chef, so he's always been surrounded by great food. We just kind of
fantastic.
Entered into the food world. Yeah.
But it's been quite a long time. It hasn't just happened overnight.
No, it hasn't.
So when did you set up the Shabby Gourmet?
the name of the thing happened before the thing. I wrote a book with a lady who has a truffle hunter's dog score, and she phoned me up and asked me if I would write all the recipes for her if she sent me through truffles every week. So I said, yes, I will.
Oh, who wouldn't? Gosh,
so that was quite a nice
truffles.
Year. My husband was very disappointed that although he got all these free truffles, he had to wait until I'd photographed everything before he was allowed to eat it. So he had a year of delicious but cold food. I then had invited people to see my personal Facebook page because it was back before we really knew about business pages and so on. And I unfortunately swear quite a lot on my personal page. So my co-author had asked me if I could perhaps not swear so much. So I set up a professional page and called it the Shabby Gourmet, purely to get around the swearing. So that name came along. So that was the obvious kind of thing to call this.
I must admit, I absolutely love the name. I think it's brilliant.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really do.
But it's nice to have an excuse to use it properly rather than just as a, you know, little Facebook
But surely
page.
It should be the shabby and stylish gourmet.
The stylish gourmet would be quite nice,
yes,
actually, and I should have thought of that.
But the shabby stays in your head,
yes,
I think,
it
doesn't
does.
It?
Yes, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. And we try not to do it shabbily, but...
Yeah, no, yeah. You don't. Yes, I've seen some of your food. In fact, I've tasted some.
Yes, you have.
And
yeah.
It is absolutely delicious.
Thank
what
you.
I find about your recipes is that you do think outside of the box.
Yeah.
And you do add a lot of fantastic ingredients. And the names that you call your dishes as well, it's and the way that you market it.
Thank
it
just, you.
It's so enticing. I mean, I'm forever hungry.
I'm forever full, actually, because I think I eat with my nose the whole time I'm cooking. So by the end of the day, I'm not interested in dinner at all.
So who are you marketing to at the moment?
Everybody at the moment, because we're very new. We started in January, really. I'd mentioned to a friend of mine in December that I was going to start doing this, and she rang me up a couple of days later and said, you probably don't want to start just before Christmas because it's really busy, but if you do, I'll buy 12 portions of everything you cook. So I went,
I think I'm in
business. It was at about 10 o'clock one night, and I started researching freezers. By the next morning, I'd ordered one, which arrived the next day, and, you know, then we were in business, and that order paid for the first freezer. So we're trying... To make sure that as we expand, we kind of do one thing at a time. So it started with that, and that's those are fresh, frozen, homemade, ready meals.
Yeah.
So they're all cooked in small batches in our kitchen, using only healthy ingredients and no additives. I've been gluten-free since, for about 20 years, so
wow.
I naturally cook that way.
Yeah.
So everything that we do is gluten-free, but you wouldn't know it, because otherwise I wouldn't cook it if it was a poor imitation.
Yes,
so we do that. So the healthy meals for very busy people, or people who can't cook or aren't inclined to cook that evening, or people with fussy children who all want a different meal. That happens in our house. But then we've expanded further, so we're doing event catering as well. So we've done a couple of Indian banquets, and we're doing a big picnicky lunch tomorrow for somebody, Thursday rather, as a leaving do.
And so it just sounds so sociable as well.
It is. Yeah, we did a fun day on Sunday for the local rugby club.
Yeah.
So we actually set up a field kitchen and fed them all, which was brilliant.
And what did you cook on Sunday?
I did a big chili con carne. We were thinking rugby boys.
Yes.
And a chicken macaroni, butter chicken.
Oh, lovely.
So that they all went down very
well.
I did see some images.
I was having a look, and I thought, oh, that macaroni chicken looked gorgeous. So where do you get your inspiration from?
Because everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. I read cookery books like as if they were novels. I then usually don't ever refer to them again. Kind of read it through, right, okay. And it's all gone in there. The internet is, of course, amazing because you can just look up an ingredient, find a load of recipes for it, think that sounds interesting, look up another 20 recipes for it, and then, you know, use all the bits that you like, put it together. I think growing up in Belgium as well, I went to the European school, so it had 10 different language sections. So my friends were Danish or Italian or Greek, and, you know, we'd go around to each other's houses. So right from the age of 4, we were tasting very different foods.
Exciting.
So that kind of piqued my interest as well.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. And I suppose it exposed you to a lot of flavours that a lot of people hadn't been exposed to at such a young age.
Yeah.
Is there anything in particular, any type of food that you particularly love, or you just...
Indian.
Yeah.
It's the best for me.
Me too.
Yeah. The use of spices is just unparalleled, you know. And French cooking is lovely, but, you know, I guess I grew up with a lot of that, so for me it's Indian cooking all the way.
And so you will do, you'll cook almost anything that you get asked for, or will you suggest what you're going to cook?
Yeah, we want to cook stuff that we know how to do, but I mean, I have cooked most things now in my life, so I'm fairly confident that I can cook anything for anyone. A nice thing that we're doing at the moment, which actually isn't an Indian dish, but is something that came into my head a few years ago. I read when I was very young in a Ladybird book that mince meat, like we have in mince pies at Christmas, originally had meat in it. That's why it's mince meat.
Yeah.
And that sort of stuck in my mind, that the Crusaders had brought this stuff back and it had meat in it. How does that work? That sounds disgusting. Thinking of a mince pie with a steak on it or something. That was about 5. And then many years later, I went to Israel and stayed with a friend, and she recommended that I go to this little artist's cafe. And one of the things on the menu were 5 different dried fruits stuffed with 5 different minced meats, and it was absolutely gorgeous. So I brought that back, and it kind of rattled around in my head, and then it met the idea of the... So I did this minced lamb with rose petals and chili, and it's...
That sounds very... It sounds really cool, actually, as
It's delicious,
I love the way we're bringing flowers into food.
Well, definitely.
Which is fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really good. So are you still doing... Are you doing the fruits with the mince in, or are you
doing
your own version?
No, I'm not. That's very much my own version. Yeah. That was very pretty but very small, and this is kind of a more robust meal.
So going back, if we're allowed to go back, and we will come back to Shabby Gourmet because we have to, but you have done an amazing amount of things. You've made shoes.
Yes.
So you can make shoes.
Yes. I trained as a shoemaker or footwear designer, to sound more fancy. And worked making ballroom shoes and platform boots for drag queens.
And, yes, I did see that.
So which was lovely. It was a great job, because it's very kind of, it covers maths and physics, and, you know, a shoe always has to be a wearable thing. Mm. So you can be as fancy pants designery as you like, but it's got to be a practical thing at the end of the day.
So, and you also do Zumba as well.
I know you teach Zumba to a great crowd of women
and men too.
I used to have a few men, but they've kind of dropped by the wayside. I think they're just not man enough.
So do you think... you need some more men, mind you, for Zumba. But so all of this, all of your background, it's helped you to, I mean, including your stylist... Mm-hmm. With Stella and Dot, it's helped you create your own business.
Very much so, yeah.
Confidently.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, learning how to use social media for marketing, that's something that really came from Stella and Dot. We get so much training in that.
Yeah.
And that's without that, I'd be just in my kitchen cooking and nobody would know. Mm. So there would be no point in it, you know. So everything kind of all... feeds into everything else, really.
Yes, it does. And I was looking at your website. Again, getting very hungry.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that you do it with your husband as well, and you get your girls involved, don't
you?
Because you've got two
teenagers.
Daughters.
Yes.
Teenagers. Oh, my goodness. Yes, and how do they... Are they very proud of what you're doing? They must be.
I hope so. Mm. I hope so. They seem to be. I'm sure they're quite fed up with it sometimes because we do work all the hours.
Yeah.
And drag them around to, you know, events and things. But they... they helped serving at the... the thing that we did recently, and they're going to do their level 2 hygiene certificates
so that
they can get properly involved.
But you see, I think customer facing jobs are so important, and
definitely.
I think everybody should have a customer facing job before they go out into the into the big wide world. So I think what you're doing for your girls is fantastic.
Well, they're working in a cafe as well on Saturday.
Are they?
Separately. Yeah, one of the cafes that we supply, actually.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, they have a Saturday job there that they share.
Oh, they'd share it between
them?
Yeah.
So if one of them's got something to do with their friends, the other one does it.
Yeah.
They kind of swap it.
Then they enjoy it.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They do. They were really nervous to start with. And they're sort of, oh, do I have to go back? I don't know. Once they'd done it a couple of times and they knew that they weren't going to muff up the orders and everything, they do really enjoy it.
And they're
it
not
now.
Tempted to push your food.
No need, darling. It pushes itself.
No, of course it does.
Can't believe I said that.
No, I know. It's true. I believe it. Well, no, I'm sure all of the food that they sell does. But of course your food does. So I can see here as well that you do so many different things, and you've set up a drama group as well
for
children.
Yes.
I mean, how do you actually find time? As I know, I'm similar, but... You know, where do you grab that time then for a bit of peace?
Probably helps that I'm an insomniac, so I've got lots of time at night to do a lot of thinking. Grab some peace. I'm not sure.
You don't need.
I'm not sure I really do, actually. I think I'm lucky. If you're going to work sort of 14, 15, 16 hour days, 7 days a week, you really have to enjoy what you do. And I really do enjoy all the different things that I do. I keep thinking, you know, if one of these things gets massively successful and takes up so much time, I'll have to give something up. What will it be? And I can't, I can never work out which thing it would be. You know, I kind of think, the Zumba is an hour of just dancing and just...
That's more of a
leaving
release,
everything
is it?
Behind. Absolutely. Yeah. And everybody's smiling and dancing and your energy levels go up and everything. Obviously, it takes more hours than that during the week, doing choreography and all of that kind of thing. But that's lovely. Cooking relaxes me. I love that. The drama group can be a complete headache when they all rattle out of school on a Friday full of beans. But seeing some of the children who came to us were very, very shy.
Yeah.
And they were sent along because they were very, very shy. And actually, the reason that I started the drama group... was because I looked around at a lot of drama groups, and it seemed to me that people do send their children to drama because they're shy a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And then they were just learning to sort of sit in a corner while the confident kids played starring roles and they stayed in the chorus.
Yeah, that was quite
so
interesting when I read that.
I didn't want to do that. As a result, the change in some of the children is unbelievable.
So what you're doing with your cooking, Nev, it's very community. And I think that's what really does come across with you. Everything that you do is involving the community, and you're part of the community.
That's true, actually.
What I've seen, and I think that's fantastic.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you, just before we go into, because we're going to have to close soon.
Yeah.
Do you source your ingredients locally, if you can?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And we've got a vegetable patch in the garden, which fell into disrepair for a few years. what with life and everything, but we're resurrecting that, so as much of our stuff as possible will actually be growing. But yes, we do.
Lovely. I can't wait to see that then. You have to come back.
Yes.
You have to come back on the show.
It's the shabby gardener.
Never the shabby gardener, I don't believe that. So what we need now from you, if we could, because we're coming to the end of our lovely chat. It's gone so quickly, hasn't it?
It has.
Do you have any advice to anyone who's starting out, just some quick snippets of advice, they're starting out a new business venture, and also how we can get in touch with you via website?
For starting up a new business, I think just do it, really. I know somebody else has already used that strap line, but yeah, just do it. Learning on the job is really the best way to do it. And just having the nerve to do it. If you wait until you do everything perfectly, you'll never get it done. My dad always used to say, if a job's worth doing, it's worth doing badly for the time being. So just get on and start.
That's good advice.
Yeah, and I think so.
That's a really good advice.
And not that I do things badly.
No, but I like that. Just do it.
Yeah.
And then please could you share your website
where
people can get hold of you?
Yeah, it's nice, easy one. It's www.theshabbygourmet.com.
Thank you very much, Maz. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. We'd love you to come back.
Love to.
We really would.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.